This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Donald Trump has arrived back at the White House and posed on the balcony of the presidential residence after 72 hours in the hospital being treated for coronavirus. Mr. Trump did not answer questions from reporters as he strode without aid from the hospital to his vehicle outside Walter Reed National Military Medical Center in a suburb of Washington, D.C. Once back at the White House, he took off the mask he had been wearing on his face and posed for photographs on the balcony of the White House. Earlier, Mr. Trump's primary physician, Dr. Sean Conley, told reporters, though he may not entirely be out of the woods yet, the team and I agree that all our evaluations and, most importantly, his clinical status support his return home. The White House has medical facilities and practitioners to monitor the president around the clock. Conley said there was nothing being done at Walter Reed that could not be done at the White House instead. The coronavirus has killed 210,000 people in the United States and infected more than 7.4 million across the country. That's according to Johns Hopkins University. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany said earlier today she had tested positive for COVID-19. She said Monday she has no symptoms of the illness but will begin the quarantine process and continue to work remotely. The World Health Organization says roughly 1 in 10 people around the world may have been infected with the coronavirus. The head of the Health Emergencies Program at the World Health Organization, Michael Ryan, said on Monday that the agency's best estimates indicate 10% of the world's population could have contracted the virus. That estimate would amount to about 760 million people worldwide. From Washington, D.C., you're listening